the pervading presence of happiness. This form of happiness is a feature of elegance that increases as your maturity develops. And it's likely a feature in the unitive stage of development in Suzanne Cook-Reuter's model. So before we get into the pervading presence of happiness, I just want to talk briefly about conventional approaches to happiness. Conventional approaches to happiness really orient around searching to arrange our relative experience to some preferable constellation of events. And that's typically how we try to get happiness, is if I can arrange things, if I can have these particular experiences, then I'm going to be able to get access to more happiness. This roots from an underlying systemic disappointment in life. That's why we're actually searching for happiness, is there's a underlying systemic disappointment. And this appears to be an essential feature of the less mature nervous system. The adolescent parts of ourselves, the younger, less mature forms of adulthood are constantly looking for happiness to come from some special arrangement or concoction of events. And this is a feature of a lack of focus or presence that can penetrate into the immediacy of your life. And when we don't have the sufficient capacity to press into, to open towards what's already here in our life, we naturally continue to look elsewhere, and we are constantly looking for happiness to come from external things, whether that's getting a new car, getting a new job, more money, more influence, more power, a better relationship, somebody different, with different qualities. We can go on and on, and even just down to the kind of crackers you buy at the grocery store. But this is a really pervasive problem, because very few adults actually sufficiently outgrow this. So it's important for us to consider, how do we develop and cultivate our capacity to pierce into the present moment with a certain amount of depth. And this is a prerequisite for genuine pleasure, and it's most certainly an absolute prerequisite for beginning to understand in your own first-person experience what this pervading presence of happiness is all about. So one last piece before we step into the pervading quality of happiness, but this compulsion to get happiness stems from this inability to penetrate and open into this moment, this word, this sentence. As such, this compulsive activity obscures the pervading presence of happiness that we are discussing now. So the pervading presence of happiness. So to begin, this is obviously a pervading experience. It is unshakable, pervasive, and perhaps it is even something that is unconditioned. So when we talk about the experience of the pervading presence of happiness, it's not an experience in the conventional sense of the term. It's not a quality that kind of shows up and then goes away and then comes back later and then recedes. It's actually something that pervades perhaps all of your experience. And maybe this is a quality that is intrinsic to all experience. As such, it goes beyond things going your way. right? So that constellation of preferences, getting those things met is fantastic, and it actually rides on top of the this pervasive quality of joy and happiness. But it actually can't quite change or impact this pervading quality of happiness. And this also includes devastation, loss, grief, and death. So in the face of things not going your way and life really rocking your boat, so to speak, these challenging experiences also aren't quite able to shake or disturb this pervading presence of happiness. So this quality of experience is remarkably stable and trustable, as long as we have the requisite capacity to again penetrate into the moment with sufficient depth such that we actually get nourished by these deeper waters, so to speak. So let's talk a little bit about the function of happiness, because it's profoundly different, right? The conventional approach to happiness, it's really focused around me or my group or maybe my family or company or whatever the circle of inclusion is. It's about me or us getting what we want. And so there's a direction towards you. There's a self-centered agenda that is in operation. And there's nothing wrong with this. But when we start to look into this pervading presence of happiness, the direction shifts. It actually shifts tremendously in the other direction. Instead of focusing on you getting what you want and what you need, there's a tremendous amount of energy going outward. And the reason why is the conventional approach is rooted in a systemic disappointment in life, and we're trying to get out of that. When we start to grow the nervous system and the brain and our developmental maturity to such a degree that we get access to the pervading presence of happiness, all of a sudden, we're actually full of heartbreaking, beautiful joy and happiness that just is innate to being, perhaps. And out of this fullness, there's a desire to infect the world with your joy, your innate gratitude, your heart's most sincere generosity, your love of life and people and planet. And so this is much different from the adolescent and kind of less mature adult experience of like wanting to have a good time, like wanting to kind of create a good time for people, right? Like let's throw parties or let's go out to this club or like, that's not what we're talking about. It might include some of those things, but at the heart of it is something much more precious. So this service is, it roots from you falling in love with the texture of your life right now. And when you fall in love with what is right here, your basic response is to magnify happiness, joy, and love in the world. And this shows up in your unique service, whatever unique skills that you've cultivated over many decades. How do you want to offer that into the world? And service is drawn towards pain and suffering. So conventional approaches to happiness are trying to get out of pain and suffering. And the pervasive presence of happiness is profoundly rooted in you going towards pain and suffering, both your own and others. And the function is to bring sanity, to bring generosity, to bring kindness as some form of service towards the various forms of suffering occurring on our planet. And this is one of the features of elegance that is becoming more and more required. Right? We can't continue to approach happiness through the systemic disappointment with our lives and thinking that a bigger home or a new car or more money or whatever it might be that tends to captivate the adult mind, right? This is insufficient. And it creates tremendous amounts of problems. And we need more adults who have access to this pervading presence of happiness so that they can actually be full right now in this moment. And actually to a fullness which is powerfully invested in giving, serving, birthing more happiness, joy, and love in the unbounded display of life.